How's it going, kid? Good? That's nice to hear. Are you gonna be staying up late again? You know I don't like you very much. But you've grown old enough already. I can't really control you anymore. Just stay safe, Munchkin. Hey, hon. You have a good day?
I'm okay.
Anything special happen?
Not really.
Okay. You ready for a date tomorrow? What? Do you not want to go? Answer me. Do you want to go on this date?
Yes.
Really? Because it sounds like you think otherwise.
I do, okay? Can we just go to bed?
Sorry, but I think we need to talk about this.
Talk about what? I said I'm going.
The way you're talking to me? I've noticed that you've been speaking this way to me for a while, and I'm not sure I like it.
What are you talking about?
What you're doing right now.
Okay, I'm sorry. Can we just go to bed?
I don't think so. I feel like I've been becoming a lower and lower priority in your life, and you've been acting differently and talking to me in this stupid passive-aggressive tone.
Again? I have other things to do in my life. Trying not to lose my job, trying to keep ourselves financially stable, trying to keep our family afloat, trying to keep myself sane all the while, trying to raise our child.
Do you think I'm not trying to do the same thing? But at least I don't act like a complete asshole to my significant other.
Is that what you're calling me?
Actually, yes. You know how long I've had to hold my temper because you apparently were too fucking busy to deal with being a decent human being to one of the most important people in your life?
Trying to do the same thing? You're a fucking music teacher. Do you really think that's on the same level?
What are you trying to say? Because you make more money than me? That's an excuse for treating me like shit?
Not because I make more money, but because I work harder than you.
You don't know shit about how hard I work.
You sit on your lazy ass teaching kids how to blow into a piece of plastic and tell them it sounds good. And I spend 12 fucking hours a day working my hard ass off every fucking day dealing with all the bullshit you couldn't even imagine. Do you know how hard it is? How stressful it is to do what I do? Have you ever been on call? Do you know what it feels like? To have to be ready to work at any time during the day since you have fucking people's lives on your hands? But I'm sorry that the toddler broke your fucking recorder. I'm sorry that your student couldn't blow into a flute correctly or couldn't remember what a fucking pitch was, because that's so much harder. So forgive me when I don't feel like I'm on cloud fucking nine all the time.
I'm sorry, but who's taking care of our child most of the time? I'm sorry, but who's the one that's trying to make our lives as easy as fucking possible? Do you know how hard I'm trying? Because apparently it isn't enough for you. Nothing is. Do you want us to work harder to make our lives happen? No matter how hard you work, it doesn't justify not wanting to spend time with me. Why am I no longer apparently significant in your life? Because you work harder than me? You make more money than me? You're the one that does more chores? I don't think any of those are fucking worth justifying the way you're acting, and I'm pretty sure your husband would be somewhat fucking noteworthy.
I do want to spend time with you.
So what the fuck is with this attitude, babe? If you don't want to do something, say something about it. I'm no longer important to you? You assume everything to go your way just because you've earned it. And I'm fucking sick of it. For once, communicate. Talk to me. I always want the best for you. You know that. And I know you're not happy. And it seems that maybe we would be better off alone.
Hey, Munchkin. Can I talk to you for a bit? It's important. I promise you, this isn't going to be like that talk with the birds and the bees. As you probably know, stuff has been going on in the house, and I thought I owed you an explanation. There's going to be some changes. You know what? I lied. It's going to be somewhat like the birds and the bees. Remember when a mom and a dad fall in love? Mm-hmm. And they... Yeah, you're old enough to know. Then you're born. Or any baby is born. And then the mom and the dad are responsible for raising you. I know you won't fully understand this right now. But when you get a significant other, you'll realize, well, sometimes stuff can get in the way. Sometimes a mistake, a misunderstanding, something that someone said or does can make things complicated, especially when a child is involved. And sometimes a mom and a dad have to deal with some of this stuff. It's expected. No relationship, married or not, is not going to have problems. It's the reality of being in love. Most of the time, things work out. They settle their differences and remember why they love each other. And the couple figures things out. But sometimes they can't. And when they can't, they eventually separate. And the reasons why aren't always clear. That's what me and Dad are going through right now. And we've decided to separate. A divorce. Things are going to be different. You aren't going to be seeing me every day soon. I'll be moving out, but you'll still be able to see me occasionally. And know that we both still love you. We still care about you. And know that none of this is your fault. I know you're a little confused, but trust me. It'll all make sense when you find someone. Stay safe, Munchkin.